Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by Ascension Health. Romero on ATX tweets to Jason and Deb, says, damn it, I was trying to push Iggy's name out into the universe to you, JP. The dick man needs to be taken down a peg or three. Jason, why is Kevin Spacey on your beloved list?
Yeah, he's weird.
Yeah, I was doing a whole thing there, man. That's what I...
Another classic joke from the dick man.
Landed really well.
It did. It worked fine. Florida man, you guys gotta learn how to do radio, all right? You really hold me down these days. Florida man Kyle says, happy Friday, y'all. Today's my last day in my 30s. Turn the big 4-0 tomorrow.
Aw, happy birthday. I could celebrate it with you.
Day off to day drink at the beach, then softball tournament in Orlando this weekend.
Wow.
Have a great Friday and weekend. Love y'all.
That's a good birthday.
Am I ever gonna play softball again? I want to play some softball.
San Antonio guy had a tournament last weekend, didn't I tell you?
Well, no. Yeah, but I play ethical softball, all right?
What do you mean ethical softball?
I'm not trying to end the world, all right? There's a pandemic going on, man.
Oh, says the guy who just went to Hawaii.
Yeah. I got tested, safe protocols, did all the right things.
You could. Okay. We all know you could have contracted a corona in between the test and the flight.
All right. If you say I can contract corona any second now. All right.
You know, he doesn't talk to people.
Direct your face away from me. Your droplets are coming a little too close to me.
He doesn't talk to people.
Direct it that way.
He's even more unfriendly than you when it comes to conversations.
I'm asking the city.
He's not talking to anybody. And softball, you just throw a ball at someone and there's no face-to-face or touching.
Are you listening, city of Austin? Deb just said softball is good to go. What are we waiting on? What are we waiting on?
Saying that, though, he did have to drive up to Waco for this.
This is what
tournament.
I'm telling you. Oh, all right. Yeah.
Your argument is now all invalid.
Wait, Waco and Jacksonville.
He does play Round Rock sometimes.
Me, Orlando, Florida man. Because if they've got softball in Florida and Waco, isn't that maybe an indication that...
Jason, can I interest you in a nice Arizona league?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just miss my guys, okay? I don't care about softball. Just miss my guys.
You know what you guys should do is have like a Zoom chat where each of you has a softball and you just pretend to like throw it to each other and y'all just play catch. Was it pepper? Yeah.
That is pepper, sure.
Yeah.
But I mean the point is you can't gather around. Yeah, all right.
No, you're just doing like throwing it.
Zoom pepper?
Yeah.
At Dope Mantra says, when JP said poor Jason, I got a lady boner.
It was good. I don't know how he made it so good, but
well
he
played,
did.
JP.
JP knows how to do radio.
Guys, have aliens moved into your neighborhood, or is that just the new Amazon delivery van?
I haven't seen the new Amazon delivery van. I've seen regular ones.
Amazon delivery van. Yeah, I don't know if I've seen this or not. I see them zooming around my neighborhood all the time, but apparently Amazon has rolled out new vans that make a special sound, an alien-style sound.
Hold on a minute. What's an alien-style sound?
I have the audio for you. I'll play it in a second. You determine whether or not you feel like aliens are coming for you. I guess there's a law. Any electric vehicle that goes under 18.6 miles per hour has to make noise to prevent accidents.
Oh, that's the good idea. But I almost got run over by a Tesla when they first came out.
I think, is my car compliant in that? Because it does...
Oh, I don't know.
When you accelerate,
make a weird noise.
Well, it goes, and I'm like, you don't need to make that noise. I feel like it. There's all kinds of sound effects added to the Tesla. Like when you open the door, it goes. And I'm like, you don't have to make that noise.
I need you to record those noises.
These are purposeful science fiction noises that you put in here.
So first of all, even gas engines now are so electric that they will put in basically just like speakers to play engine noise sounds because they don't sound like what you think they are.
People want the vroom vroom, and if you have it, what it actually sounds like,
they'd be like, yeah. Oh.
I need the opposite of that for San Antonio guy's car. I can literally hear it like two blocks away.
Because he's thumping, or? Well, no, I guess he wouldn't thump.
He doesn't thump. Although he could thump because he's got a massive stereo system.
He's got the car that he bought from a stripper.
Yeah. She was an escort, I think.
Is that, do you want to correct him?
I mean, Jesus, get it right.
I feel like stripper is being nice to her.
Yeah, wouldn't you? I mean.
Escort, come on, escort above stripper. Make more money.
Well, sure. And look, I'm not shaming any of the sex workers out there, but if I'm going to buy a car from a stripper or an escort, uh-huh. I'm probably going to opt stripper because sometimes the escort might do work from her car. That's what I'm saying.
What? No.
You wear ear pods that were dropped in the toilet, but you were like, I can't sit in a stripper car?
I didn't say I couldn't. First of all, I opt for stripper car?
Yeah, okay. I mean, look, here's the thing.
I'm on team stripper car.
She could have been a stripper. She could have just been a normal lady. She could have just been a nice lady who this gentleman, because we found all the paperwork in the glove box. By the way, San Antonio guy flew to Vegas last year. Was it last year?
Right
at the beginning of last year, I imagine, before COVID. So he flew to Vegas, picked up this car from this dealership, from a Mercedes dealership, and then drove it home. And it's not a Mercedes. It's, what is it? It's an Audi. And then when we got home, we found all the paperwork that this man, although it was a woman who'd owned it, this man had bought it. There was all the bought outright paperwork for this car that when it was brand new, I think it's like a $90,000 car.
Okay.
It's an S7. And then, but her insurance things and everything were in there. So we put the things together. We looked her up as well. I found a picture of her online.
Stalker.
And she has all of these weird businesses, you know, like how Instagram models are like ambassadors for things. Like this woman had like a self-help group, or she was a guru. One of these things, and she just looked the type that,
all of those people.
Yeah, $90,000
snake oil salesman. These people trying to say, hey, come meditate with me. Yeah. Okay, sure.
What? I meditate every
day. Just going to give you some money so that you can teach me how to be quiet. Get out of here.
I meditate every day. Don't knock what you don't know. You've never done it. It's changed my life.
Well, aren't you knocking on this girl for her weird businesses?
No, I'm just saying, just pointing out that she has all of these weird businesses, and it doesn't look like she had a normal job or there was no real job in there, and she's this like hot, busty blonde chick, and this car was purchased in another person's name, and then it was traded in for a brand new Mercedes that went straight to her. So this car is like 3 years old, and then every 3 years, it looks like she gets a brand new car from this dude. I don't know. You make whatever you want from it. But also, the couple of things was on the gear stick knob and on two parts of the steering wheel, there is ingrained glitter. It doesn't come out.
Nice. I just think that she was just a glitter salesperson.
It could be.
She's a crafty type.
You know what? Last year and the year before was a big year for like kids making glitter bombs and glitter slime and all that stuff. So you're right. She could be into like maybe adult glitter slime.
Maybe
adult glitter lube.
She had three kids riding around in that S7. And they were throwing some glitter slime at each other.
Couldn't help it. You guys put the pieces together, right? I found those pieces. I made my own puzzle from it.
So, the new Amazon delivery vans, they got to make noise.
So they're all electric,
so that they know, so that people don't get run over
by
them.
Do we have the noise?
Now, I would say, Jeff Bezos, aren't you known for treating these people like sweatshop workers? Like they're not allowed to stop for bathroom breaks?
Right.
How did you not give them the ice cream truck song?
Just to drive them insane?
Just over and over and over again.
Because then people would be confused.
Lull those people into a zombie drone.
No, they would think that that's their weed salesman showed up.
Well, that's another. Start selling ice cream out of the back of that truck, Jeff Bezos.
Because he needs another little business opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know how much the stock would plummet if people kept getting confused and they think it's ice cream is coming and it's just somebody else's package?
Do you remember my issue with the ice cream man in my old neighborhood, which is the neighborhood you live in now? Maybe you don't hear it because your bedroom is in the back. My bedroom was in the back,
too.
There's
no ice cream man.
But I would hear the ice cream man when I lived on East 12th. I would, and it would be at 9 o'clock at night, the Popeye the Sailor Man song. And I'm like, dude, you're not selling ice creams to no kids at 9 o'clock at night on East 12th Street? I'd never understood it, and then people told me it was the weed dealer.
We gentrified all the drug users and kids out of my neighborhood, so we don't got no ice cream trucks.
Proud
anymore,
of that gentrification,
I'm proud. It's just a fact. It's just a thing that happened, man.
All those poor people that got displaced from your neighborhood.
Here is the sound of the new Amazon delivery alien van.
It's not bad. It's better than an ice cream van.
But yeah, if I just hear that in my suburb, I'm like, what is, I'm looking up, what is going on? Something, this is not a normal sound.
No, that's good. Right. They want you to look up. Oh, hang on.
No, they want you to look at the van.
Right, they want you to be aware that there is something and just look around rather than crossing the street not looking.
Now, this is some sort of, these tones have been shown to elicit purchasing.
All right. Here we go.
Yeah, wake up, sheeple.
Here we go. Going to reprogram your brains.
Viral advertising, Amazon.
5G is going to kill us all. Wait, what does 5G do us to us again? Nick, I can't keep up with my conspiracy stories.
Nick V. Jason, who's the a-hole coming up in just a moment? Here's a 5G commercial.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
Angel tweets at Jason and Deb, says, cool, let's just let everyone know that my package has arrived and stays unattended at my door until I'm off work. Great idea.
I hate that. There's been so much of it, hasn't there?
You know, I've never had a, knock on wood, I've never had a, what is that, a
porch pirate
situation?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's never happened
to me. That's
because
people are too scared to go to your neighborhood.
Well, what is it? What's there to be scared of? All right, we're a very friendly bunch, right? I told you, I ran off all the kids.
You almost got ran off as well.
I almost got ran off,
literally.
Oh man, I've been wearing Bumbleina for Christmas. Got me some of them blinky LED bracelet things so that I can run at night.
Yeah,
not get run over by a car.
Do you run like a female, or do you run like a guy who doesn't realize that females have to go through different things when they run?
I guess I'd run like the second one. Because I don't know what run like a
volume.
Female does. That sounds sexist, man.
No. Because what females, when we go running, we have to wear either just one earbud or have the volume down. I've got a, what is it called, talk through feature on mine that you can tap, and it you can still hear what's going on
on your
earbuds, but you can hear what's going on outside as well. Which for women, we need to safely know that we're not being followed or being, you know, perverted on by some disgusting raper. So you run full volume.
Yeah, I guess so.
White male privilege.
Golly, I'm the worst. I should just stop. Should stop and give up running, right?
You should.
If I cared,
just
I would.
Do it scared.
Yeah, run a little faster. run like somebody is going to come after you.
I do feel like I'm like somehow like a kid now, though, or something like that.
What
like
do you mean?
Just because we're running around with these little blinky things on.
Like, look at this. This is fun.
Yeah.
Wait till she gets you a pair of shoes with them on.
It's annoying to put them on my wrist because I'm like, I got to buckle it with one hand and I'm all like, ugh.
Put them on your ankles.
So, well, no. Now I've just connected them together and I wear it around my neck.
Oh, it's not a bad idea.
So, yeah, I got a blinky neck.
Dude, you just got to be safe, whatever you do.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for America's newest favorite game show, Who's the Ass?
Who is he?
He's an ass, sir.
I'm the ass in the box. Place, right? I'm the ass.
You're not wrong, Walter. You're just an ass.
Ass. Major ass.
Look at his haircut. Anybody with a hair like that, you know
him. I knew it. I'm surrounded by ass.
And now, here's your host, Jason Dick.
How many ass we got on this ship anyhow?
Go!
Volunteers you to work on Saturday, guy. Don't be that guy. Oh, wait, that's not what we're doing a that guy segment here. I don't know. Nick said it could be a who's the a-hole because he has a defense for his actions.
Yeah.
Nick has asked you to work on a Saturday?
He did not ask me. He instructed me. He booked me to work a Saturday.
Ooh.
You were there for this. This is you were the catalyst of this whole thing.
I don't remember. What? When?
Here.
I do remember now.
Let's leave the details
But I saw that and I was like,
you know what?
Whoa.
I appreciate it. Yeah. You have my back on this situation.
Yeah.
And I was like, is Nick high right now? I think it was high o'clock for you because it was in the early afternoon. I was like,
I also saw Nick in producer mode as well, which...
Like, no, but that's what I think sometimes he gets high and then he gets into hustler producer mode.
Yeah.
He's like,
is that the state you were in?
He's lifted the laziness governor off of himself. He's like, I can do anything, man. I can do
without
it all.
Saying, so we're not going to say exactly what it was and we're not going to say where it is.
Yeah.
But there's a thing that I kind of want to do.
Here, we could say you had an idea for a remote...
Jason and Deb review things. Yeah.
And Deb group texted us saying, hey, do you guys want to go do a thing at this place? And Nick's immediate
response.
First of all, I was in a nap and
See,
I looked
was wondering
up
about
and
that.
I saw it and I went,
sorry. I thought that
Why?
Was around your nap
I have,
time.
Do I have to go somewhere for 161 views? Really? I'm going to drag the videographer somewhere so that we can get 170
Nick,
views.
Even if you're on high get stuff done mode, you got to remember what time you're sending it. And if he's in that mode, he is going to be even less likely to say yes to anything just because he's in sleep mode.
First of all, that's up to him to shut off himself from the outside world.
Yeah.
Fix your phone to where that doesn't wake you up. That's not on me.
Okay.
That's not on me.
Fine. You can text me any time of day.
I do.
But here, don't fill up my weekend schedule. This is what Nick says when Deb proposes this idea.
So like, hey, you guys want to do this thing at this place?
A remote video shoot. Nick goes, yeah, book it. Pick a Saturday. Pretty sure that's the best for Jason's schedule. Any Saturday, put it on the calendar. Let's go.
I get this immediately back. And I'm freaking out going, oh, Jesus, Jason is going to lose his stack on this one.
First of all, no, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do anything.
He didn't want to do it anyway, okay? Let alone on a Saturday.
Don't make me do stuff. But more importantly, you're going to pick a Saturday that fits best into Jason's schedule?
When was this going on? During nap time. Nap time is during the early afternoons on a weekday. Other than that, you're doing this show or you're doing your sports show.
It was too.
So I didn't think that you would want to go do something. You would want to go do this show, do something else on remote.
You thought,
then
just
come back and
let
do a
me
sports
just
show.
Book a Saturday for Jason?
I thought it was the best thing. Here's the point.
So I'm reading this, right? And this is at 2:11, by the way. Nick sent the first one because he had another question relating to show stuff at 1:15. Then I got back to him at 2:08. 2:11, he's like, hey, let's do this thing. Tell him yes. And I'm reading it going, oh, geez. And Jason came immediately back with, tell him no.
No!
So I then wrote, ... was going to wait for Jason's response to that.
Yes, I appreciate you just operating like a rational human being who doesn't book up people's weekends.
Your
justification?
His theory is not too wrong because your days are sort of you got to be certain places at certain times to make. Remember that the other day you were 30 minutes late for your drink and your stuff, and it ruined your whole day.
I like the angle of everybody showering me with sympathy because I now have two jobs.
I don't feel sorry for you. I hate you for it.
Forced to work two jobs to make the ends meet.
For a total of how many hours a day?
I never stop working. 24. Uh-huh. 24 hours a day.
Six is the answer. These two jobs.
Six broadcast hours. Yeah. Okay. You think this just happens on accident? Okay. You think you just turn the mics on and this happens? No, okay? It's got to marinate in there for a while. I can tell. I notice. I notice. You notice a different bar of quality is achieved. But I appreciate you guys feeling sympathy for my now crowded weekday schedule.
I don't think sympathy is there either. We're just acknowledging
it. I appreciate your acknowledgement of my crowded weekday schedule.
Yeah.
But the crowded weekday schedule
means for nothing Sunday and Saturday.
The weekends are very precious to me, okay? The weekends, I have to really soak them up because it's like, hey,
he's got to be up at 8 for his tea time at whatchamacallit.
That's correct, okay? Saturdays.
William Morris.
Morris Williams is the
William Morris, the cigarette company.
It's fine. What is your reasoning?
You think Here's my thing. This just shows you how I am producing at a chess level. Who is it? Beth Harmon from
chess
Queen's
level?
Gambit? I'm doing those. I'm watching stuff on the ceiling. You're sitting here saying, king me. Okay.
I believe that you are hallucinating at the time you made this decision.
Okay,
if that's
first
what you
of
mean.
All, yes. If the microphones are not currently on, I'm high. Okay. So yeah, that was all accurate. Now we were still in work mode, so we were keeping it low. Just did a one hitter, not a full bong. But Deb's been trying to do this
Jason,
video.
That's
pro
professional
style.
Of him. Yeah.
Deb's been trying to do this video.
I mean, it's for a year.
Like a year. I don't even know what it's about.
And you forgot what it's about.
Like, yeah, like I was talking to Dylan about it because I was like, hey, we might do this thing for real this time. But, and he's like, what is it? I was like, I don't know. I have no
We're
idea.
We're so organized.
And I know that Jason has a habit of Deb freaking be like, hey, let's do this. And then he will not respond.
Yeah.
And then it just dies on the vine.
Yes. Yeah. That is the most optimal way to not have to do things I have found.
But you know what is the optimal
way? Don't make me do stuff.
To get Jason to do stuff is to tell him something so he can come in and be like, no, I will not do that. I will not work on a Saturday. I will do it then. And then we do this video on a Thursday afternoon out of spite. So all that was... is I was saying
oh, you were
yes.
activating him.
Yes,
you were mind-effing me into doing it.
That's right, yeah.
Look at him manipulating
dance,
you.
Dance, puppet, dance.
So, I think I want to say good work on that.
And I also I knew that if I became the bad guy in this scenario for me telling Jason what to do, then the actual idea that he does not want to do
doesn't seem as evil. It's you telling him that's evil.
Yeah, my overproducing or how dare I schedule
Here's
you.
Here's the thing as well. The event
that's the cheese around the pill.
The act of it itself is going to be so much fun. It's going to be a lot of fun for us. And
true.
I think it's going to be really funny as well, because I think a couple of us are going to be really bad at it. So I think it's going to be great. But it's just like sometimes you have to be like, you have to be lubed up a little bit in order to get your brain around things. Or we just need to make it your idea.
Look, it's a fun idea. We will have fun doing it.
Yeah.
And I believe it will be enjoyed by dozens of people on the internet. It'll be so worthwhile. And you know what, Nick? No, that is a good point. And when it comes to things, doing things that I don't want to do, if I'm like doing them out of spite because you're making me do it, it does sort of lessen the blow.
Yeah, if you can put your own spice on it.
You don't book somebody else's Saturday. You don't just volunteer somebody
but
for
again,
work
that
on
was
Saturday.
Just to get you to come out of your den and be like, man, respond. I knew what you were going to do it on a Saturday.
And
or
he did.
I don't
he
care.
He came out and he roared, didn't he?
You're in charge.
Tweet at us at Jason and Deb. Who's the a-hole?
But I got you.
Is Nick allowed to book my Saturdays?
Here's more Jason and Deb.
101X.
Jason and Deb, the Morning X.
Morning X Sports.
Massey tweets at Jason and Deb, says, Jason's over here bragging he's never had a porch pirate. Meanwhile, he secretly loves when his girl gives him the old backdoor buccaneer.
Whoa.
is that a real thing?
Sounds fun.
Ruby Two Shoes says, Jason, I work two jobs, the second on Saturdays, and I donate plasma twice a week to make the ends meet. Poor Jason.
Wow, okay. Twice a week, Ruby?
Yeah. Right.
Good for you.
Could you imagine, in addition to all of your duties that you have currently, if one of your subordinates just booked you up?
He was your peer.
He is my peer subordinate.
That's not a thing.
Of course it is.
It's not.
It is.
It's not.
Romero in ATX says, crap, I missed the segment. Can you do it again? Dance, monkey, dance. I guess it goes without saying Jason's probably the a-hole. Disqualify yourself.
Jason, Jason is definitely the a-hole in this situation.
What?
You are. But I think we're trying to figure out, is Nick also the a-hole?
I didn't.
Because you're about this thing, this one thing that is going to be fun. We've all agreed it's going to be fun. You've dug your heels in about this for over a year. You've just completely stopped doing the This Is Not Good Radio podcast. We never do a podcast. You're all about your sports and your other show. You don't care about this anymore. I want you to do this one video. Which I think will be fun content for our listeners to see behind the scenes. And you're like,
okay. Do I care about the This Is Not Good Radio podcast, Jason and Deb review things? No, I do not.
No, I wish you cared.
I care about them the same amount I care about this show, okay?
Exactly.
Here's the thing. I'm contracted to do this show, okay? Mm-hmm. The videos and the podcast, mm-hmm. I mean, nothing in my contract about that, all right?
Nothing in a contract about a sports podcast either, yet you come up here after hours and do that.
I hate it. I hate every second
of
it.
You still do it, though. When was the last time we did a podcast for our show, for this show, the main show?
You got to hustle like Dave B. Make
yourself more available.
Make myself more available.
That's right.
Every day after the show, I'm available
to do one. 6 p.m. tonight. This Is Not Good Radio podcast. It's on.
Oh, I'll be drunk by then. That's not good.
That sounds like it'll be the best. That sounds like exactly
what
we need.
You don't tell me what time. We discuss it and then agree on it.
At Mouse Eve says, I'm on Nick's side here. I have to do the same thing to get my hubby to commit to doing something.
Oh, can you imagine being in a relationship with this one?
Mouse Eve, you're the a-hole as well. You're not getting your hubby to commit to doing something when you commit him. When you just book him for something, that's not...
Are my commitments binding for you at all?
Definitely.
Like not even 1%.
Not. Definitely
so,
not.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter.
Like he said, he's just trying to light a fire on your lazy ass.
Yeah, the only thing that makes you take charge is me trying to take charge and you putting me in my place.
Yeah, he got you.
Amarillo Annie says, Jason, you claim to work 24 hours, so you should already be working on a Saturday. You, sir, are the a-hole. I am. Nick's trying to make me double work, all right?
Double work.
I need
it's
time.
It's going to be fun.
I need time to sit on the eggs, okay?
What?
So I got to have time just to sit on the eggs so that they can hatch into beautiful little chicklets. All right.
I want for you to do to eat them, eat their wings, and then discard them.
Excuse me.
Chickens.
Did you guys see the size of that chicken? Sorry, that was just a Young Guns reference out of nowhere.
What'd you say the other day? It's like, I was just saying.
Someone will get that.
I was just saying something to say
to
something.
To say something, yeah.
Oh, that's like 95% of my job.
No. Can I disagree with that?
At Skinny Jason Dick says, William Morris is a Hollywood talent agency. Philip Morris is the tobacco company.
There
Morris
you go.
Williams is the golf course. Nick is the a-hole.
What?
But it was all in good fun. Was it all?
I'm just going to reiterate how much fun we're gonna all have doing this, and just stop digging your heels in because it wasn't your idea. If it was Jason,
my heels are not dug in.
If it was Jason's idea, it would be Geronimo. Let's jump in and get this done. But because it was my idea, and Nick thinks it's going to be good, and we both want to do it and get it done, you're like,
go do it. That's fine.
Hang on. I got to do this thing too?
Yes.
Yeah. See,
oh,
that's
yeah.
the thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's easy to book somebody for a Saturday.
All of us.
When,
one of us has
Dylan.
To do it. All of us is going to do it.
Listen, my heels are not dug in. If my heels were dug in,
you're like
that would
a cartoon donkey right
no,
now.
It'd be like you were trying to drag me to do this thing, and I am actively, you know, trying
resisting.
To resisting. I've just gone limp, okay? So I have not dug my heels in, but I will not.
You're just playing possum.
I will put no effort toward getting to this thing. So drag me there.
Of your life is just you going limp.
It is a good strategy.
Yeah.
Okay?
Why did I choose you?
Limp.
Why you? Yeah.
The limp life is the way
why
to go.
Why did I have to be this guy?
Bubbly has mentioned some things about that, yeah.
Good for you. You know, she's in my text right now. It's goddamn Nick sympathizers. Bull.
Also, did you hear he says he's the cute one in the relationship?
I did not
Bumbleina.
Say that. I did not say
Bumbleina,
that.
Bumbleina, get at me. Who's the cute one in my relationship?
I did not say that.
Jason said that not only is he the cutest person in y'all's relationship, he's the cutest person you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Direct quote.
Sports brought to you by Pants Dev C of the Week. Coming up in just a moment, your chance at an Amazon Echo Dot 820 today. James Harden, no longer a Houston Rocket, will debut with the Brooklyn Nets, I believe, tomorrow. There's like so many moving parts on this trade. Everybody's got to pass a physical. I don't know if there's going to be COVID onboarding restrictions, but the Brooklyn Nets play tomorrow. I think Harden will play for them. James Harden makes a lot of money. He's gonna do all right. As a matter of fact, he turned down a $100 million extension from the Rockets.
Wow.
2 years, $100 million. Could have been the first $50 million a year player. He's like, I got money. I got money, man. So I guess you don't have to feel bad for him that he's leaving Texas, one of the nine states that does not have a state income tax, for New York, one with the highest, one of the highest Ooh. Taxing states. He is under contract for the next 3 years. That means, is that true? I think it's the next, I guess he's got an opt out there. If he stays under his current contract for the next 3 years, it will cost him $13.6 million in additional taxes.
Wow.
$13 million that if he would have just stayed in Houston,
Oof.
he would have to make it rain with, but now got to give that to Andrew Cuomo.
Well, I hope in this case he gets
Andrew Cuomo the
stimulus check pretty soon.
Chris Cuomo.
Andrew Cuomo is the governor
Harry.
Of New York.
Andrew Cuomo. Right. And he's the one who gets all the tax money, right?
Yeah, he puts it just straight into his pocket.
Well played.
Yeah. You're in the wrong business.
Is this a money-making venture or a money pit for James Harden? Awkward. His Houston restaurant is set to open next week.
Oh, he's opening a restaurant?
13, that's his,
is that his number?
His jersey number, set to open in Houston next week. They say, their plans are still to bring what they call a, quote, upscale fare, end quote, to the patrons of Midtown Houston.
Uh-huh.
I'm unfamiliar with the Houston geography, so is that...
It's
is that
Midtown.
It's
literally good, Midtown.
Good thinking there. They're going to open the restaurant despite the fact that James Harden just forced his way out of town. I can imagine that the reviews are already pretty pretty favorable for the guy who said, yeah, I'm getting out of here. Good luck to you, James Harden. And one more financial note. Adrian Peterson has been ordered to pay $8.3 million to a Pennsylvania loan company after he defaulted on a 2016 loan. This is according to the New York State...
Who's this guy?
New York State Supreme Court. Adrian Peterson?
Football player?
Yeah.
Running back.
Did he do something bad?
Switched his kid.
Plenty of things.
Oh, he beat his kid with a switch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, but significantly worse. He's from Texas and went to college at Oklahoma.
Significantly worse than being
a
child.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. That's like...
What is that like?
It's considerably worse.
Like how? Who was left with the memories and the pain and the...
Do you think if he had gone to the
PTSD.
UT, he wouldn't have beat his kid with the switch? Like, it would have taught him
We
better?
Are a higher class of people, mm-hmm. all right? I feel like, yeah, he got to Oklahoma and they trashed him up.
Jesus
What's
Christ.
Up with that? And all of a sudden, you were a respectable Texan, and then you go there. Now you're a child beater who doesn't pay his debts. What's up with that, Adrian
Didn't he
Peterson?
Ride an elephant at his birthday party, too?
Did he do that?
I think it was an extravagantly planned birthday party. I think it was either elephant or a camel.
I don't understand how people are so stupid about money. Adrian Peterson has made $102 million in his career.
That was his salary and whatnot.
In fact, that's just from the NFL. That doesn't count. He's, you know, been in Gatorade commercials, on the cover of Madden and all of those things.
That underhanded Oklahoma Sooner money.
I don't think I could pick him out of a lineup.
Adrian Peterson?
Yeah, let me Google image search him real quick because I don't know what he looks like.
Look for the guy whose eyes Rachel Nichols on ESPN Reporters?
Oh, F me eyes? He's the first Adrian.
Adrian Peterson has Captain Dum Dum eyes.
Oh, are they like half closed?
No, just slightly dead behind the eyes. What's going on behind there? Yeah.
Kind of looks like a guy who's just been bashing his head into linebackers for 15 years.
Oh, you know what else? It looks like he likes to dip, so that doesn't help with the look of intelligence on his face.
Does he dip? People still dipping out there?
Oh, God, probably, yeah.
Yeah, he's a dipper. I'm looking at all these pictures with him with a big chunk in his mouth.
All right. So my guy has made $100 million.
Let me just show you this picture. For some reason, if you think he's a dipper. Either that or he's got a Jason Dick goiter.
I mean, that's like in uniform on the field he's putting a dip in.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I mean, baseball players play with a dip in all the time. Are there football players with a dip in on the sidelines?
He's not dipping while he's playing.
That's crazy to me, man.
He's a good-looking dude, though.
He's made $100 million, but in 2016, he took out a $5 million loan. Why? What do you need?
Why?
What do you? And this is the. You want to talk about like the sad part of this is he surely has no money, right? Why would he not have paid? He took out a $5 million loan.
For what?
He paid back.
A lot of times because they only get paid. They get a game check during the season, right? So you have to go the entire rest of the year without it. And so he's like, hey, I've got
money. You've made $100 million.
Look,
borrow from yourself.
We've established he's not good with money. Once you reach into the point where you have no money, but you still have all of your NFL obligations.
Your theory is he just took it out for the year and then was going to pay it back when he got his bonus checks or whatever.
Well, that's where Vince Young ran into problems as well. So he was taking out these payday loans. Yeah, Jesus.
So yeah, he took out a $5 million loan in 2016. To date, he has paid back $165,000.
That's probably less than the interest on it.
Considerably less. The people, the loan company sued him in 2018. At the time, in 2018, they sued him for $6.5 million because of the accrued interest. Yesterday, when the New York State Supreme Court says, hey, you got to pay these people back, it's now $8.3 million because the juice been running this whole time.
Mm-hmm.
$2,200 a day. That's how much the interest is. It's $2,200 a day. This is an Oklahoma education.
Right. Is he playing still?
Yeah.
Well, and this is the thing. He played last year. He's an alien. Adrian Peterson's unbelievable because running backs, you turn 27, you're a burned-up sea donkey, it's over. He's 30-something. He's torn an ACL. He still is cranking out 100-yard games, but he made only $1 million last year.
What's that a day?
So if you
move back in with your mom, Adrian Peterson.
You owe somebody $8 million.
You'd be like a millennial. You move back in until you paid all your student debts, and then you can maybe go and get a one-bedroom.
Adrian Peterson, you don't walk away. You run away. You rush away. You're way faster than I am, and I escape my death.
Yeah, Nick just walks away.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
He's got to run for 5 years. They can't catch you.
I almost feel bad for you, Adrian Peterson, but I tell you what, shouldn't have gone to Oklahoma, all right? He's from the state of Texas. What did he say? He said, I want to go to Oklahoma because I want to win a championship. What did you do while you're at Oklahoma? Zero championships. That's what I thought, bitch.
Oh, no.
Of
the week.
How dare you? You don't know me.
Hey, I
want to
tell you something, okay?
You are the...
Thanks, Jesse Pinkman.
Hook him. Got all fired up there.
Bitch.
Burnt orange Kool-Aid.
Oh, did I tell you I watched El Camino over the weekend? Finally?
The Breaking Bad movie?
Yeah.
The first time?
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's okay. It was a little slow. I was a little confused because it like jumps back and forth and you got to try and remember which time zone you're in.
I
enjoyed
it. Particularly when my man Jesse Plemons were dealing with two very differently sized Plemons.
Yeah.
Because he was a skinny kid when he was on Breaking Bad, the show, and now he's a fat guy. Look, Philip Seymour Hoffman died, and he's like, I'm going to move. That's my lane.
It's your replacement.
That's.
I think there's this film I started to watch the other day because it got really great reviews, but I found it intensely boring. It's called The Master. It's a thingy Anderson.
Yeah, I know The Master.
You've seen it?
Did that win Best Picture? Yeah.
Jesse Plemons plays Philip Seymour Hoffman's son in it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. It seems like that's his lane. Jesse Plemons is in Vice, directed.
I think he's a terrible actor.
What are you talking about? He's great.
He's good, but I feel like that's just him. I feel like he's just like being him. Do you know what I mean? It's one of those where it fits.
Did you watch Fargo season 2? Don't talk to me until you watch Fargo season 2.
Hold the line before you start yelling at me. But my soulmate, Florida Man Kyle, put me on his Hulu.
Is he season 2 or 3?
He put me on his Hulu 2. Plus yesterday, and so I was going to log in and see about this Fargo, no ads.
Uh-huh.
And then he had too many devices attached, and so I couldn't log in.
How dare you, Florida Man Kyle.
No, he's wonderful. He actually just undid some of his devices so I could go in, but I am going to watch Fargo. It's top of the list.
I was just bringing it up for a tangent on a tangent on a tangent.
I ain't got time for that.
Last night I watched the first half of The Big Short again. That's a good-ass movie, man. Good-ass movie. Adam McKay, how are you so awesome?
All right, go away. This is my segment.
I'm the star of the show. You're just the reason people tune in.
It's weird, the first time to be played that way. Okay. Sea of the Week. What is the worst thing that's happened this week? There's been some terrible things. I don't know. I'm going to just keep it pretty light. All right. I was going to make one of my cats the Sea of the Week because of the noise that he makes. God damn, he's so loud. You yelling at me this morning? Gosh, unbelievable. But I won't. I'll wait on that one. Tendonitis has been the Sea of the Week recently a lot. I've got tennis elbow. Yeah. It's doing pretty good, guys.
Deb's waving a limp hand out into the air.
Yeah, that's how you fix it. Like you said, you just go limp.
That's your remedy?
You just don't use it.
Oh, okay.
You just don't use that arm. And so I stopped working out, stopped lifting, and it's getting better, guys. Also, my itchiness that I had, this itchy elbow, same one.
Okay.
It's going away. I got some new psoriasis cream from my doc. So I'm healing. I'm getting rid of some of these things that have been bugging me.
Things are looking up for the Deb man.
Thank you very much. Also, I love that. Also, I got back into Walking Dead. I walked away from it several years ago. I was like, come on, this is just the same. I was getting boring.
Mm-hmm.
But I popped back in at season 8. Now I'm on season 9. It's going places. It's good. And so I was inspired last night to tell San Antonio guy all about my preparedness for the apocalypse. Poor guy has been working like 20-hour days this week in stupid College Station. Why is College Station...
I work 24 hours a day.
Shut up.
Okay.
Why is College Station in his... What do they call that area? Like your dope.
Region? I mean, whatever. Jurisdiction?
No, he's not an official. When you have a sales area... Well, he's not in sales, but I don't know. It's his... He's in... He has hospitals that he has to go to in... I don't think there's any in Austin. They're in...
Well, maybe he just doesn't live in his area. Maybe he's supposed to live in College Station.
Okay, listen to me then. Lakeway, Round Rock, Marble Falls, Temple, Brenham, College Station. Shouldn't Brenham and College Station belong to the Houston person?
Should have thought of that before you became a traveling salesman.
He's not a traveling salesman. But anyway, he's been at College Station
knives on people
all week. And this.
How far is College Station? How long is that?
It's like two and a half hours, I think. I don't know. I've been there once. I don't know. But anyway, it's a long way away. So he's driving home last night, and we're on the phone, and he had interrupted my Walking Dead watching, which was pretty rude if you ask me. But, I knew he had a long journey home, so we had a chat, and I said, I'll have dinner ready for you, all that stuff. But I was like, just been thinking, and I wanted you to know that I'm ready, and I wanted you to know that I'm very grateful that if the zombie apocalypse happens anytime soon... I said, this is a conversation I've had on air like 10, 15 years ago when Walking Dead first started and I was obsessed with it.
Yeah.
That I'm ready. I'm ready. All right. I've got my outfit picked out. I've got.
Is that the number one?
Okay.
That's the thing.
Okay.
You don't want to clash while stomping, double tapping the zombies.
That's where you go because you're a fool. All right. And you will be caught short with your pants on the ground because when they come, I'm ready. It's not about fashion.
I'm going to be blasting on some zombies and they're going to be like, are you wearing old man socks?
Listen, It is all about practicality, all right? You've got to be able to get away. You've got to be able to be quick and nimble, climb a fence, get on a roof, stab a zombie in the head. You've got to be ready. Also, you don't want to get bitten, all right? So you've got to be ready for it.
Okay.
So when I told him about my chosen outfit that I picked out a long time ago, I decided I'm going to wear it to work today. So this is your zombie outfit? This is my zombie outfit.
I was thinking I haven't seen the combo for a while.
Traffic cone hoodie.
Oh, okay.
Original OG Lululemon leggings.
What does that mean?
They were like my first pair of Lululemon leggings, so I've had them for a long time.
You went camo on your first pair?
They got a hole in the butt right here. Can you see that, Nick? It's
nice.
Right there.
Oh, yeah.
Two? Yeah. I do have two holes, but they're so old and they don't make these ones anymore. I'm never going to get rid of them. But wait, the most important thing is the knee-high Tims. All right, my Timberlands that are rugged, so I could climb a wall with these if need be. Run across rocks. It's not going to bother me. But look how much ankle maneuvering I have. Like, they're very, very flexible.
Okay.
I could, if I have to bob down to hide, I'm hiding under something right now.
I'm
down here, look. I'm crawling on the ground. Machete.
This is not good radio.
I've never watched The Walking Dead. So many of the zombie movies that I've seen, when somebody gets eaten by the zombie bit, they just go, "Gah! If I would have only had more ankle mobility."
Okay, check this out though. You're walking through some tall grass. All right, you got to get over this. A meadow, because you got to get to the trees where the safety is. Because in the meadow, you're out in the open. But what you don't realize is there's half a zombie. It's been cut in half, so I can't run. And they're in the tall grass.
The grass, can't see it, yeah.
Guess what? Guess whose ankle isn't going to get bitten with these on, all right? Or my shin. Also, I've decided I'm going to put a quiver on here, one leg on my calf, for my arrows down there, so I can just go whoosh, whoosh. And then this one is going to have a knife in case someone tries to take my machete from me.
Yeah.
Got my other knife.
Yeah.
Now, I'm exhausted now from jumping around and doing zombie poses. The problem is, this hoodie.
It's like 2 minutes. You're never going to survive in the apocalypse.
Listen,
you're going to have the right outfit.
My sorter workout plan is going to get me all cardio ready. But the trouble is, the traffic cone hoodie, as Jason likes to call it, it's really old, and I wore it somewhere out the other day when I was talking to a person, and I'm looking at it, and all I can see
on it now, all
it's got
little...
I call them bobbles. Yeah. I don't know what you call them, but it's like you can pick them off the shirt, but they're part of the shirt, but then they're not. But then this is not a bobble. It's like it's plucked. It's got holes in it. Do you remember when my desk used to give me holes in every T-shirt that I had when I sat over there? There was something wrong with it.
Yeah, so you catch it on an edge.
Yeah, and so it's got holes from that. And it's so threadbare. It's so like, look at it. It's got all the bits on the elbows too.
I can read your tattoo through the thing.
It's so old and it just looks gross.
I call it the traffic cone hoodie because it's bright orange.
Bright orange.
Like, it seems... I don't know.
That's important. The zombies are not going to see.
They don't see it.
Doesn't it seem you're wearing camo pants but a bright orange top? That doesn't compute, right? I guess that hunters do that, right?
You don't know.
You do that so that you don't get Dick Cheney'd out there.
Mm-hmm. You don't understand the zombie life.
That is correct.
The thing is with this hoodie. Okay, so other reasons for this hoodie. It's a hoodie, and I don't have a T-shirt underneath it. I just have a bra top.
Oh, we notice.
Can you see through it? I guess because it's really thin and old. But you could put multiple layers under here, even body armor, and still look good.
Yeah,
because Carol and Jerry wear like BMX pads. Mm-hmm. They look stupid. You look like a child, all right? I'm going to get some real padding. But if you're stuck with BMX pads, you can put them under the traffic cone hoodie and no one will see them. Plus, I can layer up over it. It's good for summer. It's good for fall. It's just perfect. The trouble is, I want a new one, all right? And I haven't been able to find one. Mm-hmm. I want one of our sleuth listeners to go and find me this. I think it's Billabong. Is that Billabong?
I don't know.
I think it's Billabong. Nick, is that Billabong? Look that symbol up. It's like waves in a circle.
It looks like a sperm.
Is that what your sperm looks like, Jason?
if you zoom in on it enough.
Wow.
Let me see it again. Yeah, that could be a...
That is Billabong,
It's got a little wiggly tail coming
out. So it's Billabong.
That's the sperm entering the egg.
Oh, also, it looks like my niece wore this once, and she's like, what happened to the ends? Did you drop them in turmeric? And I'm like, no. So it's got white cords in the hood, but the ends are yellow.
Wait,
I don't
is
know
it supposed
why.
To be like that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It came like
oh,
that.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, I want another one of these for my zombie outfit, and I've been looking for a long time, so there is a prize for the listener who can find me this traffic cone hoodie from Billabong, or Nick, if you find it first. So really, it's just this hoodie that's this week's.
If that's been worn by niece to niece.
Of the week.
Vintage, limited. I don't know how people get
take the old one.
Get their clothes to be vintage. Like, I've kept a lot of old crap that I've loved, and I'm like, maybe that'll come back around again, or I can, you know, wear it as a costume to the flashback. And it gets there, and it's in this state. I mean, this is absolutely atrocious. It's so shamefully in a bad state. Yeah, I can't get rid of it.
You are trash.
I am
trash.
I can't stop wearing it. This is it's my favorite hoodie. It's just like the right you know that one that you wear, that hoodie that you don't wear anything under, and it kind of looks weird because it's really tight on you. Nick, you know the one. You always tell him off because you said it should be like a hoodie, but you wear
it's it really
like a top.
Tight on me.
You wear it like a top.
It's the gray one.
It's like a t-shirt
it's got like the
material
on it.
Oh, yeah. It's not really tight anymore.
It's good.
It's too loose now.
But yeah, this is it. It's my dream hoodie. It goes really well with my outfit. And guys, I just want to make sure that you're all prepared as I am. Know where your machete is at all times.
I don't want to open a whole
know
nother
how to
can
get up on your roof.
Can of worms here, but zombies aren't real. They don't exist.
I know. Not yet. Idiot.
That's what they said about domestic terrorists.
That's what they said about UFOs. And look at what happened this week.
Mm-hmm. Is there if you're a zombie?
Yeah.
Are you in pain?
No, you're dead.
No.
You're just dead?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like, if this zombie apocalypse happens, take me, Jesus. All right? I assume the zombie that eats me will be named Jesus.
We're going to
find... Jesus just died, actually, in Walking Dead.
I don't want to live the... I saw Zombieland.
You can't live on the run.
I don't want to live the Twinkies reading comic books life, okay? If the NFL is off, I'm off too. Just take me.
Seriously, they have nothing to do except work.
Yeah.
And kill zombies.
Sounds terrible.
We're
going
to survive.
We're going to come looking for you, and you're going to be on the couch in Affluence Hill, just zombified, wearing a shirt that says, don't let it dominate your life.
Sounds
just
great.
Looking at a blank TV.
That sounds great.
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.